Welcome to the Tech Inclusion Podcast. I'm your host, Juliette Roy. At Tech Inclusion, we bring you the voices of changemakers, innovators, and thought leaders who drive diversity and inclusion innovation in the tech ecosystem and beyond. In this episode, I'm talking to Lexi Curtis, who is part of the development team at Girls Who Code. She talks to us about the lack of male and people of color's representation in the nonprofit sector, how she thinks scholarships has been key to the success of the Girls Who Code program. This episode is the last one of our first season of the Tech Inclusion Podcast. We want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to coming back with a new season soon.
So my name is Lexi Curtis. I work on the development team at Girls Who Code, so specifically fundraising, but also working with our private sector and university partnerships to help them implement the best programs possible for our students.
What are some of the biggest challenges you face in terms of creating an inclusive and diverse workplace?
Yeah, so I think for Girls Who Code, we're really talking about two things. We're talking about the participants that we are serving as an organization and who we seek to serve, and then, of course, our internal staff. The biggest challenge there, frankly, is making sure that inclusion and diversity are a priority at all levels of the organization. I think if we're prioritizing it internally, it's going to spill over into our programming and vice versa. So really having that buy-in at all levels of the organization so that work is prioritized is the biggest challenge and opportunity.
So what changes within your organization would you like to see happening in the next year?
I think more diversity at all levels. I think specifically in the nonprofit sector, males are usually underrepresented. Men are usually underrepresented in the organizations I've worked for, I should say. So I think we need to bring in more people of color. We need to bring in more men. We need to bring in all underrepresented groups into the conversation so then we can make the most inclusive programs for our students.
Great, thank you. What are the most exciting changes that you've noticed in terms of diversity and inclusion in the tech industry?
I think that in the last few years, at broader tech conferences, panels, I think the conversation around diversity and inclusion is getting a little bit richer. That being said, I think that there's a lot of surface level conversations still happening, but I do see it getting deeper and deeper on a micro level. I was just at a panel at the Akamai conference a couple days ago, and the representative from Expedia was talking very specifically about what she's doing as an executive to further this cause within Expedia in ways that I haven't heard someone at that level do before. So I think that progress like that is very encouraging, and I think that the tech industry and all industries, frankly, have a long way to go, but that there is progress being made just about the depth of the conversations that we are able to have.
Do you have a personal story you would like to share about diversity, inclusion, women empowerment, disability?
I don't have a personal story. I will say something that on the flip side, on the positive side at Girls Who Code, that's really exciting that we've done is scholarships. Our programming is free, but we do know that girls will decline participation because of jobs, because they need to raise money for other things by working. So we've partnered with a lot of companies to provide wage replacement scholarships to help our programs become more accessible. So that's something that I think that is a lesson that many organizations can take, and I heard a lot of that today with the different boot camps offering scholarships and opportunities like that. But I think that we need to, frankly, put our money where our mouth is and continue to move forward on really concrete steps like that.
That sounds awesome. Do you want to tell us how people can find more information about you?
Of course, you can go to girlswhocode.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Girls Who Code. All of the social media channels were pretty active on there.
Well, thank you so much. If you like what you heard, please visit changecatalyst.co/podcast to learn from more leaders and entrepreneurs making a difference in building a more inclusive world. If you enjoyed this episode, you can support us by leaving a review on iTunes and sharing this podcast with your friends. We always welcome feedback. You can reach me at juliette@changecatalyst.co. Thank you for listening.